This is a previously recorded episode.
The show is broadcasting live from the Podcast Detroit studios in Royal Oak, Michigan. For more information about the show or our network, please visit www.podcastdetroit.com.
Everybody, I'm Chelsea.
Are you?
I'm Stacey.
And this is Reasons Why I'm Single.
Hey, single.
I'm so excited. Episode 11.
What up, 11? One.
All I need is one mic. It's in front of my face.
That's good. That works out well.
Oh my gosh. Chelsea.
Yeah.
How was your week?
I mean, it was okay.
Just okay?
No, I mean, it was pretty good. I had a lot of stuff happen.
Stuff?
I mean, there was, like, dating stuff, which we'll get to. I'm pretty excited about.
Well, then what other stuff is there besides dating stuff?
You know, last night I went and saw Black Sabbath.
Whoa! I'm sorry. I don't know.
Okay, do you know Ozzy Osbourne?
I do.
Sharon!
Yeah, Sharon! They were like the first. Oh, wow!
Yeah. And so
I just know the one song they did.
Crazy Train. That's actually just by Ozzy Osbourne. It's not by Black Sabbath. Totally separate entity.
If you could see the looks that I'm getting from the people in this studio, they're just like, this heifer. I feel the judgment.
No, it was good, though. I mean, you know, he's 67. So, like,
shut up.
Give him some credit, but, like, it was just a lot of, like, clap with me, clap your hands. And then he'd be like, oh, I can't hear you, like, six times. And then, but man, I mean.
Does he look terrible?
He looks very appropriate for what his show is.
Okay.
And then I have to say, like, the lights were great. And then, like, every time they do a different song, they had a different camera effect.
Ooh.
And so sometimes they'd close in on his face, and it would genuinely look scary because there'd be, like, smoke coming from his eyes because of the camera effect.
Whoa.
But, I mean, it was an intense concert.
Did you hear about the camping trip?
What happened?
It was intense.
How was your week, Stace?
Not too bad. Good things going on at work. A lot of good stuff going on.
Just busy.
What was I going to say to you about Ozzy? Oh, is he still with Sharon? Are they still together?
Okay, so they broke up a little bit.
But are they still married?
Well, yeah. Well, they temporarily broke up.
How do you break up when you're married?
Well, because he's a sex addict.
Not with her then. That's not funny. I'm sorry. I'll pray for him.
But yeah, no. So he's a little bit of a sex addict, I guess. And then they got back together, and now he, even though this is his last time touring with Black Sabbath,
allegedly.
Apparently, it's his last time touring ever.
Allegedly. The last Olympics was Michael Phelps' last Olympics.
Right.
I'm just saying.
But and now he's going, as soon as the tour is done, he's going in to do another album, like solo, just Ozzy. So. Huh. I know, it should be
interesting. I'm not mad at him.
I feel like Sharon was like, Ozzy, you cheated on me, you little prick.
Give me your money, Ozzy.
Go get in the studio, make me money.
And I'm going to keep my hair this color. I like her hair color, I'm just going to be honest.
Well, the thing is, like, the concert, like, I mean, Ozzy, he can wear whatever he wants, I get it. Like, he wears fringe jackets back in the day, like,
good for
do
him.
You? But, like, he came out in, like, a cape and, like, a little black blouse.
Oh, when you say little.
No, I mean, it covered everything unless he raised his arms. But
wearing only this blouse. I mean, that's sexy for a 67-year-old. I'm not mad at him.
But it was a good concert. It was fun.
I remember, I think it was my sophomore year of college, my friend's dad got her tickets. He's like, hey, hon, I got you these tickets to your favorite band. She's like, what? It was for the Backstreet Boys. She's like, Dad, this was my favorite band when I was in junior high. Oh, I thought of you. Super sweet.
Right.
So, of course, we go.
Of course you
do. And it was ridiculous. So it was all of us and older that were obsessed with, like, Backstreet Boys when they first came out.
Was that the Backstreet Boys New Kids on the Block concert?
No, it wasn't even that cool, okay? Wasn't even that cool. But so you had them, and then you had tweens that just heard of them with their Black and Blue album?
That's more than I would know.
So I only have one requirement, and that was that their first song should be Backstreet's Back.
All right. Yeah.
And it wasn't. So, so upset. And they would, like, do a little bit of arm movements, and then they'd be done. Like, oh, oh, like, we pulled that up. Because, I mean, you're older. So then they leave. Everyone's screaming, encore. I'm like, I'm good. I'm just here because my friend had tickets. So then they come. So then you hear, do you remember the Whisper song?
No.
I listened to it before I was saved. Jesus. So it's vulgar. So you just hear the doom, doom, doom. Doom, doom, doom. It's just the guy, like, whispering really nasty things about what he's going to do to you.
Oh, God.
So you hear that music, and you're just like, oh, and then they come out, back streets, back, all right, doom, doom, doom. I was like, nope, done, I'm out. You can't save that song for your encore.
See, I would have been okay with that, but I'm that person.
Oh, that's totally fine.
Okay, well, before we get dive right into it.
Hey, diving.
Let's talk about our sponsor.
Hey.
Big surprise at this point, right? It's Thrivent Financial.
Hey, we only have them because people keep calling them. And
they like us. We like them.
Aw, let's like each other.
Yay.
So, support for Reasons Why I'm Single comes from Thrivent Financial, where faith and finances connect for good. Thrivent helps its members be wise with money and live generously. More than 2.3 million people count on Thrivent to help them protect their families and strengthen their communities where they live and work. To learn more about what makes Thrivent unique, contact Don Lyon or Pat Klunner at 586-773-7596. Again, that is Thrivent Financial, 586-773-7596.
Lovely.
Hey, Thrivent!
Yes!
Aww.
All right, Stacey, before we get this thing going, we have to do something.
What do we have to do?
We have to figure out the
fake name letter of the day!
Do you want to grab it or do you want me to grab it?
You can totes grab it.
Oh my gosh, let me just grab it.
Yeah, but just reach into the bowl. So I know this is being made possible by our beautiful sound engineer, Dave.
Yay, hey, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
I don't know how I feel about being beautiful, but...
You're beautiful. Oh, see, I was going to go beautiful.
Oh, you went Pharrell. I went James Blunt.
That's very appropriate.
But I do love that song, too.
Oh, and we love Dave.
I actually... I discontinued. Okay, well, here, I pulled the
I'm
letter.
I'm sorry, what letter did you pull?
F.
Oh.
Fa, 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 fa.
Oh,
this could be a fun episode.
Oh, fun.
Stacey, can you give me some examples of the letter F for the fake name letter of the day?
F and Tony. F and Joey. F and Frank.
Well, Frank.
No. Oh. There we go. The first one I thought of was Felicia.
Oh, bye.
We also have... I always think of you when I see that t-shirt. I don't know who Felicia is, but she's really going places, like all the time. Fabio.
Oh, Fabio. Yeah. Romance novels.
Ooh, and Fallon. Like James Fallon.
Oh. Falcor.
That can also be.
There'll be no luck dragons harmed in the making of this episode.
I got that one.
Do you know that the first time somebody explained to me what by Felicia was before it became like everybody knew?
I mean, some of us already knew. What up,
well,
Calvin?
Okay. Before everybody knew. You know what it... Just faces. I'm getting a lot of faces. So...
Now you felt like me in the beginning. Black Sabbath? What? So, is there a white Sabbath? Are there blue Sabbaths? I mean...
It's not about color, Stacey.
I'm just so confused.
But
I just feel oppressed. I don't know why it's... I don't know.
Hashtag all Sabbaths matter?
Dang. For real, though. There is only one Sabbath.
But this girl... I was working at Macy's, and this girl walked by, and somebody was giving her a little bit of attitude, and she said it super quiet under her breath. She was just like, bye, Felicia. And I went, oh, I know what that means. And then she looked at me like, oh, no, she knows what that
right.
means.
Right. Oh, no. Y'all, we got to switch up the code for today. Y'all know. Go with code C today. Code C.
We have a guest in studio, Stace.
We do.
I'm so excited.
Oh, my goodness. We actually have a very talented individual here.
He is from the Podcast Detroit family.
Oh, very nice.
We are a family.
Like a giant tree. Yes. What up, Dream Girls? We are very happy to have a guest that is also a man. We had the pleasure of meeting him. Hey, man. We had the pleasure of meeting him through his lovely wife. So shout out to her. She was so sweet when she met her. But in the studio with us is... Can we use your real name?
Sure.
Okay. I mean, I don't know.
It'd
maybe
be really weird if you told me about the show that
show.
I had.
His show is called Leading Questions with Calvin
Roger.
Moore.
Look for that show.
Go home, Roger.
With Bond.
Roger Moore.
The worst Bond.
Oh,
sorry, Roger.
Oh, no. You've got Pierce Brosnan.
I didn't like Timothy Dalton.
You've got...
Oh, come on, really?
Oh, I liked Pierce Brosnan, though. I did. I did.
But Daniel Craig.
But anyway, the show is Leading Questions with Calvin Moore. So we have Calvin Moore here.
Yay!
Hey! Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here.
We actually record in the same room.
This is really cool. We have a bun.
Yeah.
Oh, yay. Calvin's here. Dave's here. So we also have a quiet Bob in the corner. He's adorable with his blazer on today. He's adorable.
Looks like such a grown-up.
He looks like he's going places.
See, I knew it. I didn't want you to be in the corner.
Stop doing the creepy corner thing.
Nobody puts Bobby in the corner.
Yeah. Here we go. Somebody's watching me.
Are you single, Calvin?
I am not single because you already revealed that I...
I have a wife for blowing that for me, and I'm single.
It's 2016. Don't judge me. Right? No.
He's got his MBA degree, married but available.
I gotta use that. No.
She's gonna get very upset with me.
No, girl. Wherever you are, I'll hurt him for you.
Probably listening live at this point and just so mad at you.
Yeah.
I'm honestly surprised she's not in the waiting room.
She's definitely here. But no. I'm married. So
yay.
Yes.
Goals.
I'm doing air quotes. I'm married.
Okay, wait.
What does that mean?
I'm married.
Okay. You better make that real clear.
So I'm going to make that real quick. I'm going to share a little bit about how this happened a little bit later on and why. But we are married in our church.
Okay.
But our legal marriage takes place. So we got married on May the 3rd of this year. And we are getting legally married on October 21st. So we're religiously married.
So in the eyes of God,
oh yeah,
you're
God's
married.
Like you do that thing, but
yes.
But Michigan's like on your taxes.
We don't care anyway. But yeah, you know, when it comes to taxes, we gonna care. We gonna care.
It's all done before the end of the year.
But I'll tell that I think later on.
Because
I know how your show works because I've listened to a few episodes.
We adore it. We appreciate it.
I've listened to 10.
Hey!
Whoa!
And this is 11!
So he's up to date.
Yeah.
So, Calvin, when we have a guest, we have him play Two Truths and a Lie. For a fun icebreaker. So, please, tell us two truths and a lie, and we will try to guess the lie. Side note, Chelsea got her
first one correct last episode.
Okay. All right. So...
One for 10.
I once backpacked across Europe with a stranger, complete stranger. Started off on my own. Met a stranger along the way. We backpacked the rest of the
way. Did you start from the bottom and now you're here?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's exactly how it happened.
Nice.
Although we were at the bottom of the Swiss Alps.
See, man.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Duluth. What is I'm Basic like, for 200?
Well, whatever it's called.
Yes. Okay.
Great story.
So then the next story is I grew up and my next door neighbor was... Jason, the original Red Ranger from the Power Rangers.
Shut up! That's amazing.
And then my third story
is... He was the Tyrannosaurus, by the way.
One night, I accidentally had beers all night with Justin Verlander of the Detroit Tigers. That happened on
accidentally?
Accident. Yes. There is a guy who goes to my church who
moved
to Florida, and then I saw him at the bar, and... And it was like 2 weeks later, and I was like, oh, dude, I thought you moved. And I kept calling his name, only to find out it was not my friend. It was...
Why did I do that three times yesterday?
It was Justin Verlander. But here's the thing. So I went and talked to him. Now, here's the thing about this game. I'm really good at it, so I can make these stories very elaborate, even if they didn't happen.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So... Just because I'm making this
elaborate
doesn't
mean... So you're giving us details, but they could be lies.
They could be lies. Whoa. I'm very good at this.
I thought
okay.
I trusted him.
So anyway, I was like, hey, what is the guy's name? I can't remember the guy's name.
Because it's a lie.
I was like, hey, Finnegan.
Oh, you better do
hey,
work.
Hey, Finnegan. Right? So we got the F theme. I was like, hey, Finnegan. I thought you moved to Florida. And he's like, hey, my name's not Finnegan. And I was like, oh, dude, my bad. let me buy you a drink to make this better. Aww. So I bought him a drink, and of course, as guys are wont to do, we started to talk.
Right.
Or human beings, I guess, are wont to do. Hey, what do you do? What's your life?
Humans talk.
And he's like, hey, yeah, I was like, hey, what do you do? He's like, I work for the Tigers. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Do you work in like the back office or something?
Oh my God.
And he was like, no, actually, I'm on the team. And I was like, oh.
Dating a model.
Cool. What position do you play? He's like, I pitch. And I was like,
dang
Justin
it.
Verlander. Right. Okay, cool. So you could probably afford this beer
that I'm
buying you, right? Well,
million.
I'm not into baseball. So I was like, okay, cool. You can have this beer. You have a good night. He's like, no. Cool. You hang out with us. So we hung out for the rest of the night because I wasn't like a fanboy. Like, hey, let me get your autograph.
Oh my God, you're amazing.
Anyway, so which story is true? Which stories are true? Which story is false?
Okay,
ladies.
I really want you to have lived next door to the Red Ranger, and I'm usually wrong when I say that. So I'm going to go with you were not next door neighbors to the Red Ranger. Yes.
So you threw me for a loop when you said if you elaborate, we don't know if it's a lie or not. So part of me wants to say that Justin Verlander is a lie.
Oh,
he does live right here, though.
Ladies, I did not backpack across Europe.
Blasphemy!
Okay.
Or did I? What? How about three lies and three lies?
Okay, unacceptable. Get out.
No. So I was raised next door to... the original Red Ranger. His name is his name is Jason on the show. His real name and real so his movie star name was Austin St. John, right?
Okay.
His real name is Jason. It is actually Jason. His father we lived in, on a military base and his family was threatened and he was high up on this base and so they moved them overnight and didn't tell anybody where they went. And so
are you allowed to be telling this right now?
Well, he's fine now.
Oh, okay. I mean,
did you just look around like there's cameras?
Yeah.
Listen. I used to
We found him. He was on TV the whole time.
I used to do some government contracting. That's real.
Worst terrorist ever. Couldn't find him through 10 years on television. But on Reasons
movies.
Why I'm Single.
There were two movies, too.
We hunted him down.
Episode 11. We got him.
Right? Side note. Way to go, Reasons Why
ISIS
I'm Single.
ISIS is like, yes! Finally! Thank you, ladies. Thank you for being single. He moved and then he showed up on TV and a friend of ours called and said, hey, do you notice anybody on television? It'd been so long since we'd seen him. Kind of for, you know, internet wasn't a thing at the time. So we're like, hey, you know,
man,
I was like, no, he's like, Jason's on TV. We're like, who? He's like, he's the Red Ranger. And so we all ended up, you know. Freaking out about
Absolutely.
It. And it was really, really cool. So, and I've actually got an autograph of him in my house that says, to my Moore family.
Oh.
Cherry Point, Naval Air Station, North Carolina.
Now
cool.
I have warm fuzzies.
There you go.
Tyrannosaurus.
Or maybe I backpacked across. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm calling your wife after this. Right. I'm calling her.
All right.
Or is he married?
Okay. All right. Yeah. Or am I married?
You better make that clear because I will cock block any woman that's like, you better make it real clear.
You know it's serious because Stacey just said cock.
That's right.
Ooh, look at her past coming out. Ooh.
Shoot. Listen, I feel like I reveal a piece of my past every episode. I'm like, ah, dang. Hope mom doesn't start listening today.
By episode 37, she'll be in here with a bottle of Jack and just telling stories.
Y'all don't know me. Y'all don't know what I do. I'm
angels and doves are crying. Jesus is weeping. What's going on?
Hey, Jesus wept.
He did.
It's a fact. Yes. It's in the Bible.
Over All Jerusalem, right. Yes. As a yes. Fact. Yes.
Give us your story. Tell us your bad dating story.
Oh, my bad.
Or fun dating
story. Just a dating story.
I have the most fun listening to your bad dating story, so I'm going to keep that. I'm going to keep that train going.
I love it.
Although I did love your good dating story last week of getting stood up and the meeting the guy with the
cart.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Yeah, he never called me.
That was beautiful. Hey.
Yeah, I know.
Give it time.
Aww.
Okay.
All right. Anyhow.
I believe
so,
in love.
Bad dating story.
Talk to
I've
us.
Got a few of them. But I'll give
so
you.
So do I.
I'll
give I don't you, know if
yeah,
you've heard.
I got a number.
Yeah, we started a podcast.
In case you missed that number.
Yeah, I've listened to 10 episodes. I am aware.
So they've already got the story arc out for episode 1012.
I went to this college in Rochester Hills called Rochester College.
Hey.
So it's appropriately named.
What up?
And so I went there, and that's actually, interestingly enough, where I met my now wife.
Okay.
Although we did not date while we were in college. We caught up later on.
That happens.
But so because I went to Rochester College, There was a young lady who, interestingly enough, is now related to me.
somebody married your cousin.
Okay. So, so she's at no, yeah, you got a pretty mouth, boy. So this girl knows that I'm single at the
time. What's her name? Sorry, what's her name?
Her name is Fatima.
Yes.
So she's a lovely young lady, and she knows me. She knows that I've gone to Rochester College, and so she knows this other girl.
Ooh. Okay, what's
her
girl?
I have since graduated from college, and she knows this other girl, Fiona.
Hey!
And I'm just giving her the name Fiona because I literally don't know what that girl's name actually was.
At all. No, could have been Fiona.
Hey, Fiona. Yeah, could have been Fiona.
Yeah, bye, Fiona.
That's the new word we use since they found out the other one.
So
spoiler.
Fatima is telling me about Fiona, and you know, how old am I at the time? I think I'm like 20.
Just out of college? Okay.
I'm like 27 or something like that.
That's a good
name. Like, I'm a really shallow guy at the time. And
it happens.
There's got to be some physical attraction. I was like, is she pretty? That was my bottom line.
Hello.
Is she pretty? And beauty's in the eye of the beholder. Like, I date all shapes and sizes. I think women are beautiful, but it's all about how you carry yourself and your personality, right?
But I need to be attracted to
you. But is she pretty? Right, yeah. Is she at least decent?
Right.
And she was like, why does that matter? And I was like, she's got a beautiful soul. Yeah,
she's so
beauty
nice.
Beauty is only skin deep, but ugly
great
is straight to the bone.
Her, swear to God.
Ugly is straight to the bone. But so we, so I was like, fine. She's like, no, I think she went to Rochester College just like you did. I think you'll have a lot in common. I was like, okay.
Okay,
all right. So here's my first red flag. So
she has a great personality.
We go and meet at. No, some people just aren't good at describing people.
Okay, no, okay.
I'm one of them.
I'll give you, the benefit of the doubt. So we go to a place called Butterflies on Van Dyke. I don't know if you guys remember this. It's that place where that big golf dome is. It's about
Butterfly Suite.
Yeah.
14
yeah,
of Van Dyke
yeah, yeah.
lives there.
Yeah.
So the arcade is there.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Is it still there?
No, Menards. Menards.
Okay, all right. Yeah, good,
big
good.
Money.
Right.
No,
okay, so
save big money.
That was a place to go in high school and in college. But I didn't go there really in college. And so
it got a little rough over there.
Yeah, it was rough when I went. And so that's where I'm going to meet them. And I was like, is this legal? I mean, I haven't been here since high school. Is she in high school? That's not cool. Right. So I get there and she, okay. So I walk into this dark room first. So we're not even going into the arcade or into the restaurant area or anything like that. We're going into this dark room that people rent out to play board games.
Okay. Right, yeah, board games is a good way to finish
board
that.
Games, right? Dungeons and Dragons, all your stuff. You know what?
Yes.
That's fine. If you like that stuff, that's cool. But this was the group that they played in a dark room because mom's basement was also dark.
Oh.
Right? That kind of deal. Right? And so it's like,
So walk into this room and there's people already in it.
I walk into this room and there's other people there. All right? And so I'm going around the table and I'm like, oh, God, no.
She took you on a Dungeons and Dragons date?
No. Okay. No. This is my... Okay, so...
Can I borrow a die? I'm going to need to roll 12 or better to save versus painful night.
So...
I don't even know what that means.
I'm trying to remember the names that I did. So
who? Fatima.
Fatima was who introduced you to Fiona.
So Fatima is taking me there to meet her.
Okay.
And so I walk into this room looking for Fiona. And I look around the room and there are a lot of unfortunate looking people.
Yeah, that's real. There's a reason the room's dark.
Yeah,
let's be real.
Yeah.
That's real.
But the darkness was not hiding what it was designed to hide. And so... I'm looking around and I'm like, oh God, no, God,
I'm so
no.
I'm
no. Like, okay. But then my eyes boop, 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 come on to this one girl who all of a sudden has hope. She's like, is that him? Right? Okay.
Oh.
And here's the thing. Okay, so I work out like
you'd be up in the gym
seven days a week. I pretty much work out 7 days a week. I'm religious about it.
Look at you.
But
I only got four.
I love going to the gym. I like staying in shape. I love running. This girl was. Not into those things.
Okay.
And, yeah, so she was rough.
Oh, no.
She was...
Just be real. Break it down. How tall was she? Let's start with that. How tall was she?
She was probably 5'7".
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
And...
And a half.
That's a three, he started to say.
I was going with an F. I was going with an F. Yeah, so she was at least 400.
Holy.
At least.
Man, you need, we need to meet her up with Knee Brace Guy.
Yeah! They're such a great match!
Oh, my God.
Reasons why I'm single. Making love possible for the ones that didn't work out with.
I thought she had a goiter.
I thought she had a goiter.
Nope. Just all her, which is... Whatever, it's just all her. She's just this really big, gross woman. And
Jabba,
bless her heart.
Say again,
Jabba.
Yeah,
this
Jabba
is your last chance, right. Jabba.
Yeah, there's a reason Jabba had Princess Leia on a chain, because she wasn't hanging out.
Never leave me.
So anyway, and so I'm there and. I hate the idea of body shaming because people have all sorts of different types of
that's
bodies.
That's true.
That's right? real.
And so anyway, now I'm there.
Right.
So I can't
right.
be like, nope, and just turn and run out the door. I'm feeling sick all of a sudden.
Man.
So here to make matters worse, so the girl who is now my cousin, Fatima, is now my cousin, right?
Okay.
She's like, oh, let's go to Applebee's.
Let's just go to Applebee's.
I was like, all
so
of us?
So she's there too?
Yeah, she's introducing me.
Okay.
She's like, let's all go to Applebee's together.
The three of you?
Yeah, the three of us. And I was like, well, that's weird. But
I thought it was more than three.
But I'm really not wanting to go. And she's like, well, let's go. And so I was like, oh, and she goes, oh, by the way, it's her birthday.
Oh,
and I was like,
No, you can't.
Now I'm going to look like a jerk.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm
you
gonna
set
look
me
like
up
the
to
jerk.
Look like a jerk. There is...
I know. I would never want to go on a blind date on my birthday.
No.
Right. Yeah, so
I would rather work.
Thank you.
But here's the thing. I don't think that this young lady got a lot of dates.
Yeah, well...
And that was the... So a date comes along and you're like, yes.
But that's still
so
a crappy right. thing that was, to do to you.
Yeah.
No,
and that was
yeah.
terrible.
Agreed.
Right.
No,
agreed.
Because when you picked the date that for meeting up, she should have been like, oh, it's her birthday. Is that okay? And
yeah.
then you could have been like...
Something.
No.
No, let's do it on a date where it's not going to break her heart if it doesn't work out.
Where it's like, if it was hey, what did you do on your 25th birthday?
I got rejected.
They brought the cake right as he said no.
And I ate all of it. I know. I do, so just saying.
Well, but I know anyways, you eat ice cream, so that's cool. Right.
Vegan ice cream.
So, yeah.
Okay, so did you guys go to Applebee's?
We went to Applebee's.
So what happened?
And she ate all the foods.
What,
that's
do you
so
remember
rude
what
of me.
She ordered?
Was it happy hour?
I don't remember
all
what
you can
ordered.
Eat riblets, maybe.
But I do remember, okay, so again, raised fairly religiously, and I was raised to just be a nice person.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So I'm knowing throughout this whole thing, this is... not a good date.
Right.
The conversation is like pulling teeth because all the women is like, oh, this is gross. But
are you having more conversation with Fatima than you are with Fiona?
No, I'm trying to.
Okay,
you know,
you're at least getting some.
I'm very conversational. So I'm like, okay, we're going to have a conversation. And she was not.
Okay.
She was not. And so I was like, all right.
What?
And so you know it's not working. I'm not attracted.
Dark room, Dungeons
she could,
and Dragons.
You can tell, right, you right. can tell when, I think a guy can, well, sometimes a guy can't really tell when a girl's not into him. But. A girl, I feel, can tell when a guy's not into her.
Yes, correct. 100%.
And so she could tell I wasn't into her. And I felt bad because I'm in this situation. But I'm like, right. hey, you know, she's like, hey, you know, it's time to go. And I was like, no, it's your birthday.
Aww.
Let's get you some dessert.
Let's get and you so some cake.
And so we got her, you know, the dessert, and the people came out.
Was
and
it
they,
the triple
they made
chocolate
the big deal.
Meltdown?
They're like, happy, happy yeah, birthday.
Yeah,
happy
then, like,
to you.
Hey,
I'm not paid enough to do this. Oh.
No, I anyway. Hear a stupid song, yeah.
but I guess that's because the happy birthday song, it was illegal to sing
yeah,
that or something
you can't,
like this
so, every,
time, right?
so all the
yeah.
restaurants made
it I guess
their
that's
own
now in the, it's now in the public domain.
Did
so
you
now
know
you can
that?
Sing.
It was always
in the public domain. Okay, all right. That's a story for another. That's a story for another podcast, right?
What up, IT and the D?
But, yeah, so we ended up going back to Butterflies, dropped her off. I was like, hey, have a good night. Gotta go. And that was a horrible, horrible situation
yeah,
to be,
right?
to be
right.
put in.
Meep, meep.
Yeah, I'm out.
And
hopped
happy
into
birthday.
My, hopped
so
into my
why
red
in the
little
heck?
Pontiac's on fire, and I was gone.
Why would Fatima think that it, like, oh, you should
oh,
go
okay.
out with this
so
one
so here's
girl.
The thing. I called her later. I was like,
yeah, thank
what
you.
The heck?
Right.
Why? Why did you do this?
I'm pretty sure you didn't use heck.
There were a lot of things.
There were a
what
lot of
in
things.
The gosh darn yeah. not heaven?
You right. little limp liquor.
Flarn, yeah. flibbity,
oh, my
flibbity.
Goodness, you floozy. No,
that was last
That's
episode.
Last week, right? Yeah. Throwback. So I was like, hey, why did you? Well, because you both went to Rochester College. And it was
listen.
Like, there were a lot of people there I didn't like.
what the heck?
I can't stand it when people do that, especially like growing up in the suburbs. And we're just like, oh, you should go out with this guy. And I'm like, oh, okay, what do we have in common?
Well,
oh,
you're both black.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're black.
Exactly. He's black. And I'm like, See, no, that's not the common denominator. I'm going to need personality, like, can you hold a conversation?
Then you're like, well, why don't you go out with that guy? He's white. Oh, no.
Right, it's not how it works. Like, there's the, like, other things you have to think about. Oh, for real? For y'all? But, okay.
Yeah. There's got to be some common ground, and Rochester College is not the common ground I'm looking for. Now I'm with my wife, and we went to college together.
That's awesome.
How long after that did you meet your wife?
Oh, it was a few years after that. Facebook came around, and you know, we were friends with a certain person that she grew up with in church, and I was friends. We were in different circles, but she grew up with this other girl, and so we were friends on Facebook. We both commented on something that this girl had said, and I was like, I like what she said because she agreed with me. And then I was like, she's also cute.
she agreed with me.
Facebook.
Yeah, she's also cute, right?
That's
real. And we started talking, and one thing led to another, and now we're married.
Aww.
And so it's great. And she's fantastic. I love her.
Yeah.
She's cool. She's really
You're like Bob last week when he had just gotten back from his trip. And we're like, how is she? He's like, she's amazing.
She's so
we're
great.
Like,
oh,
she's so good.
You're so cute. I like her.
Aww. Yeah.
So cute. You guys give us hope.
Yay. So you want to hear about my date? I love it.
Yes.
Okay. So I had a date on Tuesday.
Which was not with Cart Guy.
Cart Guy has not
I was hoping
me.
I would
we
come
will
on.
Now call Cartman.
Cart Guy. Cartman?
Cartman.
Oh, God.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Amy Cobb.
I was hoping to come on and hear, like, more dates with this guy.
I know.
Welcome to our lives.
A friend of mine actually was talking to me with it, and she brought up something I didn't really think about, and she was like, well, he may be in a relationship somewhere else, and just took, like, that evening to have a little moment.
But he kissed you.
I know.
And it's 2016. Married but available.
That's awful.
There's that, right?
That's apparently awful. That's
I mean, it's not an option for me, but, like,
never.
I
never. Mean,
you're going to have business cards printed up by tomorrow, aren't you?
No.
No.
Oh, I
not
will.
That my wife knows about. What? Kidding.
Calvin
love
Moore.
You, honey.
Calvin Moore. So, comma.
Yeah.
He's going to put it on his LinkedIn profile like you're an MBA. Like, no, I'm just married but available. Like,
I have met some of those and it was awful. It was, well, okay. So this like one former boss that I worked for, he was just like a gross, disgusting guy. And so.
What was his name?
His name was Frank.
All right. Sounds like a Frank thing to do.
Man. So like it was a. It was a small business. We all got paid crappy salaries. He kept the bulk of it for himself. Okay, whatever. So he would put on this charity event every year, but then he forces us as the employees to like put it together for him, and he doesn't do anything. So he's just like, oh, well, we need to have a meeting about this, and it's going to be at my house, blah, blah, blah. So, of course, he lives in this gorgeous house, gorgeous neighborhood.
Of course
we go there, and it's basically like him and all of his old college buddies and whatnot just getting wasted, and we're like stuck there because we need to wait till they're done partying before we have this actual meeting. So,
Bob. Bob, note to self, no parties at our houses.
Never.
Ever. Ever. Okay.
How did that charity event turn out, Bob?
It was just because that's my boss. I already don't respect him as a boss because he just didn't know what he was doing. And then he has to forcing us to do this charity event that he's so passionate about, but he has no hand in it whatsoever. He just pays for it so he can have his name on something. It's not that he really cares about the cause, that kind of thing.
Deduction.
So we go over there.
Tell us how you really feel about this.
Let me tell you. Shoot. Listen.
Go unsaved for us. Can you turn off saved for a minute?
Shoot. No. Jesus knows. Listen. You treat them with love, and Jesus says, reverence, I will repay. And he repaid,
whoa,
let me tell you.
So,
but anyways, we go to the house. So there is a lot of men his age. He's like around 50. And then there's a lot of women that are my age. So in your mid to late 20s. So looking around, so there's like a lot of guys. You know, you see some wedding bands, all this other stuff. So they're like, hi. And they keep like, you know, grabbing my hand. Hey, how are you? Blah, 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 blah. And they kept like kind of looking at my arms and my hands. I didn't really understand why. I was just like, oh, it's nice to meet you, blah, blah, blah. So I know this is when I lived in Ohio. I went to University of Michigan and I'm working in Columbus.
Sorry.
I have to deal with that, too. So they're just like, hey, what's going on? I'm just like, Buckeye fan, huh? They're like, yeah. And I'm like, ah, Wolverine, let's just end this right now. Bye.
Bye, Felicia.
Shoot, hey. So then come to find out. So I find out at the end of the night, I go to the other guy.
When the guys were leaving Iraq, do you think they said bye, Fallujah?
Ooh. No.
No.
And apologize.
Sorry.
Apologize.
That just hit my
hand. The troops. We support our troops. Sorry about this guy.
One guy did, and you know it's true.
Sorry, that just popped in my head.
So, real quick. So, I talked to my other coworker there, and I'm just like, this is such a weird crowd, blah, 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 blah. And he was just like, he's like, oh, my goodness, I forgot. I'm like, what? These guys are all swingers.
No.
So I didn't realize that's where I was at. So that's why they all kept looking at my hands and arms and all of that stuff. That's why you had these little, like, girls and all this stuff. Not little girls, but young ones like me with them. And they're just like, oh, hey, and blah, 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 blah. And they're all putting their stuff in a bowl. I didn't have anything to put in the bowl. They thought maybe I already put my stuff in the bowl. Disgusting.
Ew. Also, it's like a key party.
Yeah. I learned about that.
I don't know what this is.
No, I learned about that on That 70s Show. I had no idea what it was until
I was thinking, like, the bracelets I hear about in middle school, like, this color
isn't
means you've done this.
WWJTP.
Yeah.
No, not that one. Not that one. I have that bracelet.
That would be ironic if they were all WWJD bracelets, just different colors.
He did not support that. But I'm sorry, Chelsea. I didn't mean to hijack your story.
You were very passionate about the
Chelsea's
just
name.
So nasty and lack of morals. And Jesus saves.
Okay, well, okay. So on Tuesday, I had met up with a guy from Tinder, which I've never done that before. It was really interesting because Tinder tends to be more for pickups or hookups.
Wait, do you have a Tinder?
Yeah, I do.
Shut up.
It's so
weird. Are we back to you, floozy?
No, I'm not a floozy.
She's not a floozy.
It says on there, like, just swipe left if you're looking for hookups. Yeah, left is the one where they say no. Yeah. So
Tinder has changed since I was on it. I didn't think they had a hookup.
Oh, no, it's pretty much like they all just assume it's
hookups. Well, that's what I always assumed it was, but did they just get honest about it or something?
Oh, yeah, like, no, okay. People will be, like, just in town for a day looking to bang. Like, that'll be what's on their thing.
Yeah, I have a friend that I know that he does that. And I'm like, just like, you're here for
you're
a weekend.
But, okay, so I set up this date with this guy, and his name was Fraser. And
maybe I hear the blues of college.
Did he have a brother named Niles?
Please tell me there's a part of the story where I can scream, down goes Fraser.
Well, here's the thing, though.
Do we get there? Do we get there on that date?
No.
So we have this plan. We set up a date. We set up the time. We set up the location. And then, like, 20 minutes before, I get a message on Tinder that says, I have to cancel. I'm really sorry. I'm really, 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 really sorry. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I'm so tired of guys just canceling on me. I don't know if maybe he's
going to go to Meijer again.
So were you all dolled up and you were going to Meijer again?
I was all dolled up.
Oh, I'm going to Trader Joe's, okay?
And I was like, oh, man. And I actually sent one to my roommate. And I was like, I think I'm just going to go to Meijer again. And so I go to get ready. And I get another message on Tinder from this other guy. And his name is Finnegan.
Begin again.
So, and he's like, hey, we should meet up. And I'm like, cool, when do you want to meet up? And he goes, well, let's go get a drink. And he goes, are you available tonight? And I'm like, I am. Let's do this. So I meet up with this guy. It says on his profile he's 6'2". He meets up. He is 6'2". That's a win.
What?
What? Guy's telling the truth on the internet? What unheard of?
The only thing is you could tell this guy got, like, made fun of for being taller than his friends because it was, like, 6'2 with a real, like, vulture
like
punch.
A huncho
punch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Aww.
So I felt bad.
So you should be 6'4".
Right. So we decide we're going to go to this place in Ferndale called the Oakland.
Hey,
I don't
Oakland?
Know if you've ever been there.
Oh, yeah.
Super swanky. Like, it's a very dark room. Black floor, black walls.
Were they playing Dungeons and Dragons?
I know, what? Right? I know, right?
There's three chandeliers above the bar, and then there's just candles. That's the entire
room. Oh!
Is
this run by vampires? What is going on?
It could be. Like, we.
It's going to be like Dusk Till Dawn. They'll close the doors and you're dead.
And we're just both leaning over this tiny little candle, like, trying to read it.
Well, it's the old, it's basically a,
it's
like a
like
prohibition.
It's kind of
like a speakeasy.
Right,
yeah. I got the idea.
It's vibe, and it's very, like, hipster, where you, as opposed to saying how it's actually going to taste, it'll be like, it has the essence of awakening.
And you wafted the cucumber across the top of the
glass. No, but you know, do you ever hear about the rules of that place?
No.
Like, you have to be seated. You can't lean into the bar and get a drink between two people. Like, you know, like at Muldoon's, if the bar's full,
right.
You just, like, stand there until the bartender says,
right.
You're not allowed to do that. Like, you have to be seated.
We did have to go sit down. And we ended up sitting in the one spot where they couldn't really see us. So there was, like, a good 10 minutes before anybody came over.
No cell phones, no.
Oh, yeah, no cell phones.
Where are the rules posted?
When you walk in.
When you walk in, there's, like, I mean, it's a very swanky, cool place. So we sit down, we start reading them. And it doesn't really tell you, like, you know, description of drinks is usually, like, oh, vodka, rum, like these kind of things.
Not that kind of bar.
Not that kind of bar. So I'm like, wow. I have no idea what liquors are in all these things. If, yeah, exactly. Blueberries, cinnamon.
It's got an oaky, malty.
Almond bitters.
I go through this whole menu.
Sounds like amazing.
And I find one thing I recognize, and it's at the bottom, and it's whiskey tasting. And I'm like, okay. I'm going to suggest this. So they have whiskey tasting flights, they call them. And there's yes. there's coach mm-hmm. and then business and then
first class.
First class. Thank Aha! you.
And my last plane ride.
So I sat there and I was like, we should maybe do the whiskey tasting and let's do the coach. You know, I'm not going to sit here and presume it's not cheap. And then he's like, no. Let's get two businesses. And and I was like, okay. Now, I thought they were going to bring us three of the same whiskeys, so we would just... No, she brought us six different whiskeys.
Oh, wow.
And she lines them all up, and she's describing each one, and all I remember from it was the first one she liked because it was sweeter, and it was her favorite, and the last one was a little spicy. Everything else in the middle, nothing.
So she's describing me. So,
full disclosure, I have no idea the difference. Like, I'm not one of those people who's very well... I can't sit and go... Well, like, the reason the wine tasting date went well is because we were making fun of the people who were like, smells very earthy, you know? So we're sitting here, and I'm like, this guy has already kind of shown me that he's very smart. He flat out told me he doesn't listen to pop music. He likes classical. We had a conversation about Alexander Hamilton. Like
the musical or the actual historical figure?
No, the actual historical figure, not the musical.
Oh, I would have started singing.
Which I can have a conversation about both.
Okay, all right, that's fine.
But
I prefer Benjamin.
This is the thing. Like, I can hold a conversation on that end, but I also feel like that's one facet of my personality. And, like, there's a fun side, too. Like, I just felt like, wow.
I mean, you're a good time.
He's very serious. And so he's obviously going to know what the hell these whiskeys are supposed to taste like. So we're going through, and thankfully he had no clue either.
Yes.
So we're tasting them, and we're like, I mean, it tastes like whiskey.
That was whiskey. That was whiskey, too.
And then you taste the next one, and you'd be like, yeah, that whiskey just burned a little more. And so we have a good time. I fair warned him, because we both wanted to try all the six, and I'm like, well, you know, alcohol is going to turn and kill any germs or whatever, so it's fine. But I was like, I'm a lightweight when it comes to straight liquor. This is going to be funny. I'm like, it's a real quiet bar, and I laugh really loud when I drink. So, fair warning. We have a good conversation. We ended up being there for like 2.5 hours.
Oh.
So, after we finish the whiskey, I'm already like warm. I'm thanking God the room's so dark, because I'm like probably all red faced.
Is it hot in here?
Is that woman Native American? Or... That was a racist joke,
that
Calvin. I'm so sorry I said that on the air.
Joke.
Did you just make a Redskins joke?
I did.
So
that is so racist.
Shout out to football star.
Finnegan.
I apologize to everyone.
Finnegan goes and grabs the menu again. And he's like, I'm going to get another drink. And I'm just like, what? What?
Oh, God.
Do
no.
they have food?
No.
It's that kind of place.
It is that
kind of place. Oh, no.
So I go, and at this point, he has already told me he's paying. And I'm looking at the prices of this stuff. And I'm like, I'm going to order whatever the cheapest drink is that I feel like is tolerable. And it was like blueberries and cinnamon. That's why I said blueberries and cinnamon.
Coming up on stage two. What? Blueberries and cinnamon.
Wow. And then, we just got to the landing strip.
And then he got one that was like cucumbers and gin. And the lady, he was like, how would you describe this drink? And she goes, well, it's very refreshing. It'll definitely wake up your aura.
Shut up.
Like, I was like, she totally gets paid to say that. She walks into the back and's like, I hate it.
Right.
So happy birthday.
So we have a good time. We're laughing. We're fine. Like, I mean, he started telling me about his bad Tinder dates, which made me laugh because, you know, I don't tell people I do this. So.
Oh, he knows now.
So, like, bad Tinder dates away. And his bad Tinder dates really aren't that bad. It's just he's a very conservative guy in all aspects of life. And so he had one girl go on a date with him, and basically, like, she was a feminist. So the date wasn't really a date. It was just him, her sitting there being like, this is why you're wrong.
Wow.
So we finished.
April, by any chance?
I feel like I know who this girl is. I feel like I know this person.
Wait, who's April?
Carry on.
Wait till the mic.
Let's move on.
It's a month. Okay.
So Finnegan pays for the whole meal, and the booze.
The calories.
And
the liquid. The burning liquid.
We go to leave, and I catch a sight of the bill. So with tip and everything, he spent like $95.
Dang.
Yeah. That,
you are worth it, girl.
So, and I, like, I saw I'm that and it. I was like, okay, that's some money. So we go to leave and he's like, he puts his arm around me, but it's one of those like very possessive. Like I put my arm around. Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna walk.
Arm around
car.
You where? Like your
like
shoulders?
My shoulder. Okay. My shoulder. It wasn't like my back or anything. So we get to the car and I at this point see I don't give out my phone number unless I've met somebody and I decide they're not gonna like straight up stalk me.
Right.
And
you never
I
really know.
So I gave him my phone number because I did have a good conversation. It was a nice time. All this good stuff. And then he's like, okay. And then I give him a hug and I go to leave and he's like, what? Don't I get a kiss? You're not going to kiss me?
No. He had the expectation. That's the worst part.
Well, and okay.
I've paid. I get
to
play. Pay to play. That's why girls
skewed version. I get
pay
it.
For themselves. So often like, because they don't want expectations.
I get it.
Guilty.
You spent $90. I get it.
95.
But like.
Whose choice is to go to Oakland?
His.
He knew what he was getting into.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So okay. It's like, you wanted to go, you picked the place, you offered to pay, I flat out picked the cheaper of the flights of whiskey, like, I don't really want to kiss you. Like, it's not that I don't want to, I just don't want to, you know?
You don't
want to
lead anyone on.
And so then he comes at me
uh-oh.
With this, like, face, and it's just all, like, scrunched up, and he's just like...
Is it this face? Is it this...
Oh,
so,
man.
Like, literally, like, squishing his eyes closed, smooshing his nose up, and just pouting his lips, and I'm like...
Oh, you did? You kissed him anyway? Oh!
I did. It was like the most awkward, like, kiss your grandma goodbye kiss. Like, it was so weird.
How old was he?
32.
Oh.
He kind of made it clear. He was playing his own little game. He's like, part of the conversation was, oh, my parents are pretty well off, and I'm an only child. And
from Hamilton? What was it? You disgust me. So you disgust me? Baby, I'm a trust fund kid. You can trust me.
But it was just, I get it. Like, I understand you spent the money. You think that this is what you're owed. But I don't necessarily think that I owe you anything. Like, we had a good conversation. We had a nice time.
You don't.
Right.
Okay.
Flat
right.
out.
Especially not for only $95. I mean, that's...
I'm very happy to get a bunch of, like, men's perspective.
Hang on. We go to Iridescence.
Ooh.
And like we drop like a couple hundo on the dice and
yeah.
You know we do some shots and yeah I, you know I'm getting at least a European grip. I'm just saying.
I got your wife. Different story. Let's clarify. You're not talking about me.
Well, that's what you know.
Can I tell a quick story real quick because I'm starting to understand the perspective. Well, the longer I'm married, the more I understand the crap that women have to go through.
Or are you?
But,
oh, you
or
but
am
listen.
I?
Yeah. So anyway, so I had a friend in college. I'll use her real name. Her name's Katie. She's a beautiful young lady. She fell in love with me. We were best friends. For me, I could just never get there.
Yeah,
I always
I get
wanted
that.
To. I just couldn't get there.
That's real.
But she ended up meeting a guy, got pregnant, and he wanted nothing to do with her. You're trying to trap me, blah,
yeah.
blah, blah. His family came to his defense.
Dang.
It's like, what the heck, man? You got someone pregnant. You need to step up to the plate.
Right.
And so he wouldn't do it. I was there in the waiting room when she was having the baby.
Mm-hmm.
I was calling him, like, you need to call at least or something. Or be,
right.
He's down in Texas. He wouldn't come. And so he didn't call until, like,
again.
A few days after his son. He wouldn't call until a few days after his son was born, which is just a really terrible situation.
Right.
So this is all done. She's now like, okay, you know, why don't you love me? I'm like, you know, we're best friends. I love you in that way, but I can't.
Right.
She's like, I was like, why don't you just get back out into the dating world? I think you're beautiful. I think you're lovely. I think you can find a guy. And now OkCupid exists at this point.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, no guy's going to like me. I have a kid. You know, I'm overweight now. And she'd always been, you know, a kind of curvy girl. And so I said, here's what I'll do. Because I was using OkCupid at the time. And I got tons of dates I could tell you about that were fantastic. But
next episode.
So yeah, that's great. So I are you inviting me back? So second date with reasons why I was single.
It's not a date. He's married.
Right. True story. Right. But if I bring my wife,
yeah, so, do it.
So I ended up setting up her profile. I said, "Can I run your profile?" So I ran her profile. Ended up having a bunch of guys. Email and I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe what women go through.
Like, it's insane.
But I played the gatekeeper, talked to a few guys for a few weeks, and then gave the conversation over to her.
Yeah.
She ended up meeting her now husband.
Oh,
that's
and
nice.
They
They just had their first kid together. So all that to say, I understand.
Does he know it was you in the beginning?
I think he knows now. It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird when they see each other. It's like weird. But
I was gay for like 2 weeks.
Well, when Calvin sent him the chest pic, he asked for it. It's kind of a giveaway.
Oh my God! Can I tell a story real quick? Or you gotta cut.
We have to cut pretty soon.
My friend was on all the dating sites, and she was, you know, we were at Muldoon's and just having an absolute blast reading all the things and reading them out loud. And this one guy sends a chest pic, and I'm like, oh my God,
guys,
give me your phone right now. So I unbutton my shirt and I'm a hairy beastly man. And I pushed my fingers together, and then we took a picture of it, just neck down, and said, "Wow, you're sexy. You want to go out?" And he's like, "Har har, very funny." They go, "Don't you like me for me? This is the real me." Like,
oh my God!
We laughed. I swear to God, for like 3 months. Every time we get together, we're just like.
Would too.
So your milkshakes bring all the boys together.
They do.
Yes.
The crazy
vanilla
thing about it is so
ruining that song for me.
I'm at the Black Sabbath concert last night, and I'm not like, you know, checking my phone, but I pulled out my phone to take a picture, and I have a text message from this guy from Finnegan, and
Cart guy.
No.
Oh, not Cart guy. No, guy from whiskey. Yeah. Thank you.
And it says, "Hey, how was your day? I hope you didn't have a hangover." And I send him one back that goes, "Oh, it was good. My hangover wasn't terrible. I mean, I did have one because
we're old. Just kidding. We're still young.
Straight booze." And then I sent that off. And then I get a response from him that goes, I'm going to read it to you. I'm sorry. I was so like, just realized I have it.
Give me the words. Give me verbatim.
So he goes, "Woo, my head was just fine. Thanks for asking." And then I was like, "Oh, sorry, I'm at a concert." And he's like, "Oh, well, no worries. I guess you could have told me. Enjoy."
I feel like that's a part of his personality.
Right, but I just don't think I want to, like...
You already know that you don't want
to. Have you seen Sleeping with the Enemy?
I have not.
Yes. That's that guy.
Yes! You know what? You're very right. Guy. Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, we got to get to the next segment, Steve.
Yes.
Oh!
I love that segment.
What segment is that? First impressions!
I forgot how the song went.
First impression. What octave am I in? I didn't do my warm-up.
She's a bass. Who
knew?
Okay,
so I've been dabbling with the challenge of like seeing what people say after I get snarky with them on the dating site. Not necessarily snarky, just if it's something like crazy, cheesy. So this guy's name is Freddie.
Oh,
I wanted to pick.
I had a crush named Freddie.
Okay, you can pick the next one. Right. You can pick the next one.
Bob, you're adorable.
Okay.
I'm in the corner. I want to pick.
So Freddie's like, "Hi, do you know how much a polar bear weighs?"
Enough.
Didn't even say weighs, just weights.
No.
And then he goes, "Just enough to break the ice. I'm Freddie. It's nice to meet you." So you know what I respond with?
I don't.
I go.
Please tell me you corrected his English.
I said a male polar bear can weigh up to 1,700 pounds. A female polar bear weighs up to 1,000 pounds. You'd think the weight of a polar bear would send it plunging through the ice. And the fact is it can if the ice is too thin. But for the most part, polar bears live on ice without breaking through. Have a nice day. And then he responds with, "Oh, so you're a smart girl."
You'd think they'd be skinnier eating fish all day, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
Nice, Chels.
Oh, so you're a smart girl. I never heard from it. I was just like,
you read.
I actually, when the first time I ever heard that pickup line, I thought it was great.
Ditto, because I love the cheesiness.
Right, but you hear it a lot, and then it's like,
No, it was ever since that movie came out.
Yeah.
It just, you know.
So I know this is a segment, and this is probably my favorite segment of the show.
Yeah. Okay,
but I got to ask, is this what girls really do with this stuff?
Would we tell each other?
Yeah, like when you get messages.
Oh, if it's crazy, we'll totally screenshot it and send it to our friends.
Okay, see.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So,
we used to have
guys will also point out the fact that they'll send the same message to 50 girls just out of sheer numbers game.
I would.
Yeah. I learned that from Jared. I absolutely did.
Absolutely did.
So, what's the name?
What name would you like, Bob?
For a guy or girl?
For a guy.
Damn it. Fletch.
Fletch.
Wow.
Is that I've heard of Fletcher. Yeah. Where did Fletch come from?
The movie.
The movie.
6'9 with the
afro.
His full name was Fletcher.
You were so... Stay young. Stay young. Stay beautiful.
Erwin M. Fletcher.
Yellow.
Okay, so this guy sent me three separate messages, but it actually was decent. So the first one just says, "Titanic." And then the next one goes, "Wait, that's not a good icebreaker."
That's actually funny. That's, so that's funny. Actually that's clever.
So I'll give him.
Yeah, that's funny.
I'd never say it in a million years. But
you're actually laughing out loud online right now. It's so send that guy a
the
message.
Next one, he goes, "How are you? Don't worry, I'll never let go."
I like this guy.
Ditto.
It's very funny.
Do we get to see a picture of this guy? Do we get to see a picture of him?
He okay. So his picture is one. There's one half of it is him when he was little, standing in front of a clock. And then him at the exact same position.
I like it.
This guy's got a sense of humor.
Right?
He's going to murder you.
Well,
that escalated quickly.
I know, right?
You killed a guy with a trident. Oh, that was so good. Okay. Farquaad is the next one.
Oh,
Lord
Farquaad.
Lord Farquaad.
I think somebody is compensating.
Like he's compensating for something. It's like pina colada.
Boom, boom, boom.
Getting caught in the
boom, 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 boom.
Okay, so Lord Farquaad sends me this message. This one time I arm wrestled a bear and won. Next message. Okay, it was a guy dressed as a bear. Next message. Fine. Okay, it was a stuffed animal of a bear. Next one. Ah, you caught me. It was my imagination.
Kill.
This sounds much more murdery than the last one. I feel bad that I said the other guy.
He's the guy like the movie Swingers where he's going to leave you like 13 voicemails at 3 in the morning. Like, yeah, hi, Chelsea, it's me.
Never call me again.
Exactly.
See, now I'm... Wow.
It's me, Howard Wallowitz.
Now I'm conflicted because they think these are hilarious, but now you guys are like, no.
Murder.
So I'm like, oh, so maybe I shouldn't find that funny.
I was kidding. I think the second guy, hilarious.
That's Titanic.
I'm
that's
dying.
A riot.
That's like a guy, like, if you don't date him, give me his number. I want to go out for beers with him. And he just seems funny.
And our last guy, which does anybody else want to think of a name?
Falco.
Rocky
Amadeus.
Yes.
Okay. No, Der Kommissar, thank you.
My profile says that I'm currently watching Stranger Things. Stranger Things. Thank you, Stranger Fiction. Stranger Things.
Stranger Than Fiction was great, though.
Yes.
Will Ferrell, fantastic.
Yes.
Ferrell.
There we go.
I can ring bells.
We just become best friends.
So this first thing, he's like, how was Stranger Things? I've heard it's good. And then the next guy the next message says, I'd like to add that we're both looking for the same thing. And then my snarky little, let's see if he'll actually respond if I say something smarmy.
Uh-oh.
I said, you're looking for Bigfoot too? And then
cute.
He responds with, yes, I've been searching for quite a while now. I even practiced my Sasquatch sounds, but haven't mastered it yet. My neighbors hate me.
Winner.
Yeah.
Winner.
Yeah.
Chicken dinner. Yeah.
Deserves at least a drink.
That was a good response.
You know, because the other guy was just giving a joke.
Right.
Now, as an icebreaker, this guy's responding.
Responded to my sarcastic.
The ultimate acid test would be if you could get someone to agree to come in here.
Oh, I know. Ooh.
Yeah, you don't tell anybody that you're like
not when I'm dating them.
Heck no. Listen, we want it to last. This is like
that's
more intense than meeting your parents. Like, okay, there's these guys, Dave and Bob.
They're going to be there. They're going to give you all sorts of crap, but in a good way. In a good way.
Right. They're totally nice and they have
you're
our best interests.
Just,
and
just prep
Martin
yourself.
Lawrence and Will Smith and Bad Boys.
Yes. Have you ever kissed a man? Yeah.
Won't do.
I feel like you two would be worse than my parents. I feel like I'd be more scared for my due to me two guys than my actual parents. Because my dad's just like, oh, whatever, she's a good kid. Cool.
Yeah,
and my mom's
like borrow a gun just to clean it in the corner.
Oh, I have plenty.
I'm planning that for my
Chelsea's
daughter.
Dad.
Oh my
that's
gosh.
My dad. That is Chelsea's dad. He actually did it.
That's me for my daughter when she wants to date in a couple years.
Hey.
I told my daughter the other day, I was like, my daughter's very pretty.
Aww.
Very pretty. She's 14. I was like, aren't you worried at all? I just brought up. Are you worried? She's like, about what? I was like, you're so pretty. She's like, yeah. I was like, aren't you worried? She's like, what? About what? I was like, about all the boys I'm going to have to kill.
No, I got the liner for you ready. Just go, hey, come here for a second. I'll, just so you know, I'll get out of jail before you get out of the hospital. I just want to make that clear.
I have told her I'm not afraid to go back to prison
like
to raise
one.
You right.
Oh,
Daddy got a gun and a really good attorney.
I got a gun, a shovel, and an alibi.
I doubt anyone would miss you.
Man. Well, it's nice to know that we have such a great support system.
I know, right?
Like,
look at this.
If I do date another loser, you know what?
But we didn't want our wives' dads to do that.
No, but you know what?
Well, of course not.
No,
when I had the crazy guy show up to karaoke, like, Bob was like, are you okay? Do you need me to come to the bar?
Also, I said the same thing. I was just like, I will go up there. I will shut it down. Shut it down.
Wait, do you go like, if you have to shut it down, do you go like crazy black chick, shut it down, or like annoying suburban friend?
I don't want to say that you go like crazy black chick, because I don't think that it's on that level, but I think that you've
actually shut it down before.
I'm loving this.
I'm a very nice person, but if you...
Apparently, is the direction totally it has been shut before.
Like, all of a sudden, it'll be one of those...
Is that where Fraser went?
So you know how everybody has that voice that you, when you need to get, like, responsibilities done with children, and you're just like, listen. Like, Stacey will be like, stop it. And you're like, wait, mom's mad.
See, because I am the mom of the group. Like, the last time we did a huge girls' trip to Vegas, they were... too much. First of all, it was a combined bachelorette party. 14 girls.
So this was
and their
the hangover.
Dudes went.
This was the hangover. Yeah.
And I'm like...
Was there a Bengal tiger in the bathroom, Mike Tyson?
Should have been. So put all the girls in there. Think about what you did. Kill them. No. But ask an angel to save you. It worked for Daniel. You better get saved. So, but no, when things get crazy, I'm just like, everyone needs to stop now. I'm the one that rounds everyone up. Whenever we would go out, when I used to drink, whenever I would go out, I would be the one to stay sober because I don't trust anyone to take care of stuff, and I know I can rely
the
on
the only
myself.
Time that you ever really got like
was my
fantastic
the deuce
was her
22nd birthday.
And we all go back to the apartment, we're all hanging out, and Stacey just grabs a box of Cheez-Its and she's just laying in bed, she's like, I love Cheez-Its in the bedroom, and she's feeding them to herself like they're grapes.
Okay, so it's real fantastic. Quick, since we have to wrap up, so with that, so I had this gut feeling all day, and I was taught when you have a gut feeling, that's like God like giving you a heads up about something. So I had a gut feeling. I've been dating
or
this
bad
guy.
Mexican.
Yeah, could be
or
that
what?
As well.
Bad Mexican.
Could be
food.
Bad Mexican food.
Not like a person, the food.
Oh, I'm like, he has a name. But anyways, so
whole,
I had a gut
whole
feeling.
Book of the Bible written
bad
because
Felix.
Of bad Mexican.
Felix.
Revelation,
so,
bad Mexican.
I'm sorry, I know I gotta wrap up. So I had a gut
Fernando.
Feeling. Fernando Francisco. Oh, ay Dios mío. So I had a gut feeling, and so I'd called the guy I was dating. I just called him. I said, you are cheating on me, aren't you? And he just went, oh, and I was just like, you know what? I just had a good feeling. Have a good night.
I'm going to try to think of a lie as quickly as possible.
I mean, only God could. Like,
but then,
only God.
But then
so anyways,
the good thing is she was out with her friends. So
right,
she
was
so
safe. It was my 22nd birthday. And so I didn't drink until my 21st birthday. And I drove everyone. So I told everyone, when I turned 21, you need to buy me a fifth because I've driven everyone. So I had a stocked bar until after I graduated college. Drove everyone. So for my 22nd birthday, like, I had a lot of friends, people that I worked with went out, and so I just drank all night. I had like the dollar pinned to you. I walked home with like $32 in singles. I'm like, ah! Like, ridiculous. I was all over the place. So then the next day, so I was just like, oh man, I'm just like, I'm single, right? I'm pretty sure, yeah. Let me call him just real quick. So I was just like, okay. I was just like, so I called you out yesterday. What happened? He's just like, well, technically I didn't even cheat on you. Like, there's this girl who also worked with us. Side note, not mad at her. Like, she didn't know that we were together because I was like, he might keep my business like out of your mouth.
Phrase
so
technically just never leads to good things.
That's
yeah.
real.
Yeah,
so right,
good.
You know, like, I had hollered at her a couple times. I'm like, for real, a couple times. He was just like, so I was doing this one thing tonight. She was actually there. So I had told her, you know, hey, do you want to go out? Blah blah blah. And she was just like, no. And the thing is, like, a couple weeks ago, he was just like, hey, my friend is going out with this chick, you know, but there's an age difference. He's 22. She's 19. Should they do dinner and a movie? I'm like, no. Just do a movie. She's too young to do dinner in a movie. Blah blah blah. It's like, oh, okay. But it was totally him, right?
Yes, yeah, that's right. He asked you for advice.
So he's like, technically, I didn't even go out with her. I just asked her out, and she turned me down. I'm like, ho ho. And he's just like, but I'm sorry. Blah blah blah. I go, no, boo. Feel sorry.
Attempted murder is
why?
Still a crime.
I told him. I said, feel sorry. I said, don't feel sorry for me. I'm fine. Feel sorry for yourself because you couldn't even cheat because nobody else wanted you.
Why didn't he even show up to your birthday, though?
No, he didn't show up because he was out trying to ask the girl
trying
out.
To get the girl. But he, like, it's your birthday.
Man.
See, oh, look at that full circle. Oh, birthday. Dark room.
Yeah,
dark
but
room.
Don't compare me to that ass.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry.
Happy hat. No, but I did.
I bought her a cake,
Calvin,
okay?
Thank you so much for
you're
coming.
You're welcome.
So much
and I did have a great birthday.
Bob and Dave, we're so glad to have you in.
Yeah, we missed you. Yeah. Sign
thanks.
Up. They're wearing blazers.
I know, they look
and, like, button-downs. They're adults.
We had to be all professional today.
Yeah, right?
I didn't get the memo.
Well, thank you so much, Calvin. Thank you, Bob and Dave. Shout out to Jess because we saw her in the beginning. Right. We love her.
This is a previously recorded episode.